And how about any calls to sheep?
Yeah.
Okay, any calls to chickens? If you were going to call a chicken in?
No, I just, if you could say chicken, 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 something like that.
Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
Shear the horses up. Take that thing and brush them down. What do you call it?
Well, if you were going to put all the equipment on him?
Saddle up the horse.
Harness
the horse up.
Okay. Now, when you're driving a horse, when you're plowing, what are the things that you hold in your hand?
The rein.
Okay. And what do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrup.
Okay. If you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. If something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little...
out of order. Off base or something.
Say it's across the room and I want to say, oh, it's just a little...
distance.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark.
I had a rest before dark, a stop before dark.
Or talking about a long
trip
to go?
I had a long trip to go, a long ways to go before dark.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you would say that I can find that just about...
in a few minutes.
You can find it just about...
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. What are the trenches that are cut by a plow called?
Furrows.
Mm-hmm. If you have a very good yield of wheat, you might say we raised a big...
crop.
Mm-hmm. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Clear the land.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into a...
bone.
Okay, now the bundles are piled up into a...
what? Into a barn.
Okay. You might say that we raised 40...
bushels.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Sift them.
Yeah, there's a word for it.
I don't know, just sift them or separate them or shake them up or something.
Okay, now this is the same thing that you may have, or some people may do to a child. It's like a whipping.
Whip them. Thresh them. It's a threshing.
Okay.
Thresh
them. Can you tell me what is made of flour and baked in loaves?
Bread.
Okay, and when it's made to rise with yeast, you call it?
Light bread.
Okay. Can you tell me about any other kinds of bread made of flour?
Biscuits, mm-hmm. rolls, and donuts.
Okay. And how about a type of thing that's baked with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay, now can you tell me about some different kinds of cornbreads that you
know? No, you will have muffins and patties and mm-hmm. whole cakes and...
what is the hoe cake?
That's just a round thing that you cook on a big round skillet and go a hoe cake up ahead. And then they had made like corn muffins, some of them round, some of them long.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them long like the hot dog bun.
Okay. What would you call maybe a kind that's cooked in ashes? Do you have an idea?
Cooked in ashes. Call that some... I don't know. See, I have heard that call it kind of cooked in ashes. I don't know, I can't recall.
How about something that's made with scraps from lard?
Scraps from lard?
Yeah.
Scraps from lard or made lard out of scraps, would you?
Yeah, lard scraps with cornmeal.
Crackling?
Okay. And